Blog Talk Radio.
Now for all of you that are out there listening, I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been. Let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on the Calvary. Witness up in here. Tiffany.
Blessing that comfort. They are a part of our daily life. Cause my hands are yours, Jesus.
Everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of inspiration will be provided by Brother Bryant Tansel. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for leaning in to another message from us, Grace Nurture. I'm Bryant Tansel. I lead the ministry at Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia. I want to thank you for joining this morning. We'll start our call going to go to one caller, number 6371, who has a prayer request. I'll open your line at this time, and you'd like to provide us with your prayer request at this time.
Good morning. This is Mary, and I'm asking Traveling Grace. I thank you for praying for me for my job situation. I decided to stay with my current job, so So I'm asking that you all continue to pray for me for health reasons and also for traveling grace and everyone on the call, the Clark and the LeGrand and the Baker families. Thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for that praise report, Sister Mary. You're going to do just fine. And as I said before, you are worthy and you've got this. You've got this. So we will certainly include those prayers going forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Our topic today, and thank you so much, Sister Mary. Boy, that just warms my heart to hear someone choose a pathway that either way, it's a great decision, but she's going to be successful either way because God is going to be pushing her into greatness. This sister stays plugged in. She's accountable for her own spirituality and her Christian journey, and she's walking in it. And no way to second guess which decision would be best. Either path is great for you because you're a great person. Just walk in who you are. You're going to be just fine. You're going to be great. So our topic today is Christian accountability. And Sister Mary just demonstrated that for us right at the beginning of our call. Thank you so much for that praise report. And we'll certainly, as I say, be including those prayers. So for Christian accountability, a couple of things we wanted to talk about today was I wanted to look at Romans 14, beginning at 1 there, where Paul is speaking to the Jews and the Gentile Christians there as he's so eloquently speaking. Accountability is that we are responsible, and each one of us will have to give an account. So in Romans 14 and 1, I'm going to look at Paul's story and just talk about some verses here for a moment. Romans 14 and 1 says, "Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. One believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. Let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth. For God hath received him." So God receives both people. Verse number 4 says, "Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand." You know, we judge other people so easily. It doesn't matter, and people are judging us, and we know that. But as we're going to see, if we are accountable, only opinion that matters is God's. So let's look down there at verse, we're going to move down to verse 6. And I think about the weather we're having today and think about the day that we have. So verse 6 says, "He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. He that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth unto the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and giveth God thanks." So it doesn't matter. You should give God thanks either way. And verse 7 tells us, "For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. Whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we the Lord's." Paul continues to say, "For this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? And why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ." Talking about accountability, right? If we all will stand before the judgment seat, I know in our minds we try to envision what this day might be like when we're standing before the judgment seat. Are we going to be called one by one up to the judgment seat? Will everybody stand? Does God have the power to look at all of those standing and ask them for accountability? You know, we sometimes like to think about what that future might be, and we can't fathom what God can do. So we don't know how that process will take place. Verse 11 tells us, "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." So whether you're a shy person, whether you're a person of very little words, whether you like to stand in front of other people or not, whether you can quote your favorite football players and teams and all their stats from the time they were in high school to the time they migrated through certain professional teams and ended their career, whether you can tell another sister where to shop for the latest fashion trends and all the stores and type of shoes or dresses they have, or whether you're passive or active in life, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to God. And also, when you think of being accountable, verse 12 tells us, so then every one of us shall give account to himself, account of himself to God. So if every one of us are going to give an account of ourselves, then why don't we be accountable? Why don't we become accountable? It's always a great day to walk in accountability because you are the decision maker. You are responsible. And you don't rely on other people making decisions for your life. You build yourself up to where you're strong and you can withstand some of the challenges we have in our work life, our family life. We become leaders. We believe. Once we convert to Christians and we believe, then there's no going back. What does that song say? No turning back, no turning back. So accountability should cause us to look within ourselves, to feel responsible, feel like we're standing firm on that rock which once we believed. You know, looking at another story, before we move on to one quick story there, I wanted to end with verse 13 there when we were looking at Romans 14 and verses 1, and we've been reading. So if we're accountable, if you think about this verse, verse 13 tells us, let us not therefore judge one another anymore. But judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. So if that means that you shouldn't put a stumbling block in your brother's way or your sister's way, then accountability means we would try to remove stumbling blocks in our brothers and sisters' way. You see, accountability would be a proactive term instead of being reactive. If we're proactively removing obstacles for our brother and our sister, isn't that what God wants from us? I believe it is. So with the time left, we'll go ahead and move to our prayers for today. And no matter what the weather is today where you are, I was able to see the beautiful sun shine. It was like a really rich orange color, a really rich orange color this morning after all the rain. It looks like we're going to get more. But I had a awesome birthday yesterday, 52 years old. I just thank God for allowing me to be here and to be around. And I want to keep growing as a Christian. And thank you for helping me with this growth on these calls. I just love listening to these messages and love hearing your voices. And when you call in and let us pray for you, it just reminds us we're all human. We're here to help each other. As I bow my head this morning, Lord, we're praying for Sister Mary and her traveling grace. We want to thank you, Lord, for helping Sister Mary make the decision to stay at her current employer and to be the leader that she is on the job. And it causes a shift in mindset, right? Because when you're working with your coworkers, they still see you as the previous person and the previous title. But there's a shift that has to happen in you into leadership to get them on board with the plan that's going to happen there to make the company or an organization successful. You're going to grow even more as a leader. And God is going to help you along that journey as you continue to believe in yourself and just know that you are worthy of sitting in that seat and you are able to lead others to accomplish what you need on the job and lead them through Christ, because your foundation is from accountability. Your foundation is coming from a spiritual aspect. That's going to help guide you to success. Father, you know the prayers that are on the hearts of everyone on this call. We're praying for every family represented, no matter where they live, in Detroit or Greenville, Tennessee, or here in Atlanta, or Columbus, Georgia, Columbia, South Carolina. Lord, be with these families today. Hold us accountable, but let us hold ourselves accountable to be who you want us to be. Thank you so much for this beautiful day that we're about to partake of. May everyone have an awesome day and a great weekend. Until we meet again, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.